17 minutes after 9, Wednesday morn. Welcome one, welcome all to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. There's a noise and there's a rather lovely smell in the studio, but who is it?
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
It is the Wizard of Wow, Mr. Aaron Phillips. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. I'm very well indeed. Good tea? Have I done a good tea or not?
Lovely cup of tea.
See, I do make a good cup of tea.
That's very true.
I think the rule of thumb is when you get a new job, and usually the first thing you get is that, right, you make the teas for everyone.
Yeah.
You've got two decisions. We've got one decision to make and two ways to go. You either make the best cup of tea they've ever had in their life, or you make the worst cup of tea, and there's a reason why you make the worst one, so you don't have to do it again.
Never have to make it again.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But I quite like making tea. I like it a lot. I drink quite a lot of coffee and tea throughout the day,
I went the other route with my old job.
Made a rubbish
made,
one.
Made the worst tea. Never asked to make it again.
Never asked again. Yeah. Excellent choice. Aaron, I've said you're the wow, the wizard of wow, the magician that is.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be rude, but you don't strike me as a magician, my friend. I could probably walk past you without thinking about it. But then I guess that's the beauty of being a magician.
Yeah, I think the look of magicians, it's changed.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah.
In terms of if you go back to the 20s, 30s, 40s,
yep.
It was the suit and tie and what have you.
Full kit and caboodle, wasn't
yeah.
it, I guess?
And I think the key with dress code, it is a great magician said that he dressed the exact same as his peers.
Okay.
So him wearing a suit in the 20s was because the people he was performing to were wearing suits.
Because that's what they wore.
Affluent. So in terms of dress
now,
it's changed. So it's sort of smart.
Because I'm loving the smart casual look you got going on with, you know, the smart jeans, you got a t-shirt, but you got a jacket on as well at the top. It's a kind of, I guess the jacket's quite handy for pockets, isn't it?
That's mainly, it's for carrying and just for...
This is why I think cargo trousers, like cargo pants, are like invented for magicians. I reckon a magician actually invented cargo pants.
That's actually a great idea.
Just my theory on it. Are they obviously magicians are fashionistas deep down. right, so magic. How on earth do you... As I think everyone is impressed by magic, apart from Simon Cowell, who appears to be the only human that's publicly said, I don't like magic.
Yeah.
I think everyone secretly, they're kind of like, wow, how the heck do you do that? How do you do it?
Well, to give Simon Cowell his due, I think he did say that he likes magic.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like rubbish magic.
Well, no one likes rubbish magic.
But the problem being is, it just shows like Britain's Got Talent, people go on and they do really small tricks on this huge stage.
It's a huge stage, yeah.
You know, so you
it's not the right place to do small magic, I guess.
Yeah, I think you need to be, you know, if you're going to go on that stage, a friend of mine, an advisor, said that there are no small tricks. There are just small magicians.
So okay.
In terms of, you need to think big.
Right, okay.
The trick is secondary, if you like. It's how much of that stage you command.
So how much of their attention, I guess. If no one is looking at anything other than your hands, then
exactly.
You have got them in the palm of your hands, I guess,
exactly,
as well.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the way you deliver the trick as much as the actual trick itself.
Yeah.
So it could be a small card trick, but if it's the most amazing card trick you've ever seen, you're nothing around you. Anything could happen around you and you're not aware of it.
Exactly.
If you're that zoned in on the cards or whatever it might be, then you've nailed the trick. You've done the trick well.
And that's
a good way of looking at it.
That's the key, I think, Rob. It's like... You can't go on Britain's Got Talent and do a card trick.
No, I guess you can't. Well, unless you were to go and sit on the desk of of Simon Cowell, you probably won't be too impressed with.
It'll probably buzz by that point.
Get off my desk.
I'm half tempted.
Just to go and sit on his lap?
Yeah.
I think you should do it.
Do you know what? That is guaranteed publicity, isn't it?
It's worth it just to sit on his lap and say, well, I sat on Simon Cowell's lap. So there we go.
It'll definitely be shown on TV.
It certainly will. So are you more of a kind of small trick magician or a big stage production kind of thing?
I like the close-up intimate card tricks and close-up magic in your hands type of stuff.
Yep.
I also love doing stage work.
Okay.
Straightjacket Escape and
things like that. Okay, so. Bit of a Straightjacket Escape as well.
Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about your Straightjacket Escape and what are your favourite tricks. And one of the first, well, actually, discuss what the first trick you ever learned was, because okay. I guess that's quite an interesting place to start. It's like, how, you know, you started somewhere, and you, now you've also got to the point where you can do a straightjacket trick. Yeah. Aaron is going to show me a magic trick, the first magic trick you ever learned how to do. Do you need to prep for this?
Nope.
You don't? Okay, nope. Right. Do you know what we're going to do? I'm going to just go like this. I'm just going to... I need to put something on because there might be a stunned silence, and it's not because it's rubbish. It's because I am secretly... Well, I am not secretly at all. I am a six-year-old in a grown man's body.
I think we all are.
I think we all are, but I've maybe reverted back to being six again. So just... If I go silent, all right, you'll have to take control of the microphone and put some bare naked ladies in or something.
No worries.
Right, okay, cool. So, Mr. Right. Aaron, you have been magic... How long have you been magic for?
A few years now, probably about 3.5-4 years. I'll say I lost track, but yeah, I've been doing it for a little while
now. Okay, yeah. So this is the first trick you ever learned.
Yeah.
Do I need to move anything out of the
no,
way?
No. I'm going to come around to you if that's all right.
Yeah, please do.
If you can give the descriptions.
I am now. I've turned into a 6-year-old. I genuinely have. I'd love it. Do you know what we need to do? We need to film it. Quick. Let's get the camera up and running. Right. Okay. I need to set up. Oh no, where I get the camera. If you're on the webcam, if you're listening online, you'll be able to see this. This is going to be a magic. There's cards involved. Right. Okay. I'm going to turn the mics up a little bit so we can. You can probably talk into there for us. Right. Okay. So, oh man, this is exciting. Am I going to spoil it by filming this? No. All right. Okay. I kind of want to film it. Oh man, I don't know if this is going to be the right angle or anything. I don't know.
It's gonna be so rubbish.
This film. I really don't know. Shut up, phone. Oh man. Do you know what? We won't film this because it's gonna take too long. Right. I'll let you do it. Okay. Cards.
Rob, can you shuffle?
Can I shuffle? Yeah, I can shuffle.
Look, I'm even gonna pull my sleeves up.
Okay. So pull your sleeves up. So no tricks up your sleeve. Hey. So it's not the sort of joke I'm going to tell when I do my stand-up set, because I'm one of the challenges I've been given from the listeners as part of my 50-thing bucket list that I'm doing is to do a stand-up set, and I'll hopefully be doing that over at the Ivory Rooms, which is a good little venue over in Billericay in a couple of months. So I've been working on it. I think that's about as shuffled as I can get it, really. So,
what
okay.
I want you to do is I want you to just reach and grab anyone you want.
Anyone I like. Yeah. I was going to go for that one, but I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go for one over here.
Anyone you want.
I'm going to go for that one there.
Perfect. Right. Have a look at it. Otherwise, it's a rubbish trick.
Okay. Right, yep.
Can you write your name nice and big right across the front?
Right across the front?
Yeah, big as I can. Don't have to do it joined up.
Okay, yeah, good.
Perfect.
Pen. That was a Sharpie pen, by the way. You know, anyone wants to... It's a real pen. That was not a sound effect.
And if I'll just take the card back...
Don't you look at it.
I won't.
Don't look at it.
The ink.
Oi! Oi, what was that? Hang on a minute. This is going to get even more amazing, isn't it?
He's cheated a little bit.
He's cheated, but it's okay. Go on.
Eight of spades,
yeah, go on.
Your name,
I've written my name on it, yeah.
That's unique to you.
That's my card, yeah.
Unless you sign cards to the magicians.
I don't know. No, it's not my pastime.
Pop the card in.
Pop it in. Right, there you go.
Perfect.
Okay.
Not all the way. Makes it harder to find.
Okay, fair enough.
Now look, we're cut.
Something tells me this is going to be more amazing than I'm at the moment thinking.
I just want to show you, it's not on the bottom, not near the
It's not on the bottom. And it's not on the top. Right, okay, yeah. Yeah, I believe you.
You snap,
yeah.
It will jump.
Oh, how the hell did you do that?
Rob, it happens a little bit quicker. I put it back in the middle.
How the bloody hell did you do that?
I push it straight back in the middle.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm not taking my eye off the
fingers.
Right.
You snap.
Snapping, okay.
Yeah, cool. And it will jump straight.
Oh, how did you do that? No, that's not possible.
Do it again. I'll be completely fair.
This is not even funny.
I will put it in this pack.
I'm not acting, by the way. I just want to clarify. I'm not acting this. I'm genuinely... This is incredible. We're going to have to find out where you're going to be next, so we got to all come and see this.
Push your card in.
Push my card in. Right, put it in a new spot on the pack. What did you... How did you... Oh, no! That's not fair! How did you... That is... Oh, gee, what... Right, okay, do you know what? I think I'm going to need a song just to compose myself. It's 9:30, I will get your headline. How did you do that? Honestly, what has happened? Oh, I need to lay down.
Struck by lightning, sounds pretty frightening, but you know...
Getting to know you.
So, yes, we are getting to know Mr. Aaron Phillips, the Wizard of WoW. And, yes, if you've just joined us, you've missed me squealing like a girl, which you found quite amusing, and I'm sure anyone listening found amusing. We're going to talk to you about kind of where we can come and see you performing, because you understand you can obviously come and do, like, corporate events, I guess, and sort of dinner dances as well, like entertaining people while they're eating and things like that. But obviously you put on bigger things, because you were talking about sort of big stage productions, this straitjacket thing, 9:42 Wednesday morning. How are you? You all right? Good. Good, good, good. Look, you joined us at a very, very good part of the show, because I don't know anymore. I'm starting to doubt everything that's in front of me even exists. I'm surprised he hasn't completed my Rubik's Cube yet, which is just looking... can you do Rubik's Cube?
Ish.
Ish. Can you magic it to complete? Can you... please don't do it. Don't, please. It's just going to be... Can you magic a Rubik's Cube complete?
You've not even started.
No, I did. I started it. I've unstarted it. I've unstarted it. I've unstarted. No, one of my things on my list, right, is to complete a Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
now, I can do.
Help you then.
I can do one side.
Okay.
No problem. But I've learned a few different techniques on how to do it. And you have to complete, like, the one. So the red square in the middle, right? So you need the one above that, needs to be the red and the white one.
That's correct. So
that matches. But I can't. That's the bit I'm stuck at the moment. Once I get there, I should be okay.
Yeah.
I've worked out the algorithm and I've looked up the instructions. Do you know what the stupid thing I did, though? I printed the instructions off, didn't I? In black and white.
Right. Well, there is a slight issue with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Imagine me going, sitting there like a few days ago. I was sitting there going, right, so we turn that... Hang on, mate. Where's the red one gone? Oh, hang on. I've printed it in black and white. What a complete banana. And I was sat there thinking, I don't know how I did that. I just don't know how I did that. Of all the things to print in black and white, Rubik's Cube clues.
I think you need the colours.
I think you do.
I think they're important.
They're fairly important, aren't they? So you can't magic my Rubik's Cube, which is probably a result, really. It means I can't cheat.
I was half tempted.
Honestly, don't. You've already blown my mind this morning with making my card appear in your mouth after it was in a pack of cards, and then it was a block of plastic or glass, sorry, even. Just honestly amazing. You must get people say to you, how do you do it? A lot. That obviously must be like, how did you do that? Do you kind of... Right, I think you're friends with quite a lot of magicians.
I'm friendly with a vast amount of magicians, and some of them are really, you know, well respected, high up in the craft. And
I'm not going to ask you for names. Don't worry.
No,
I wouldn't do that. I know there's a bit of a thing about, you know, on anonymity and not passing on the secrets and the tricks of the trade, literally. But I take it between you, as magicians, you know, if you are an established magician and they know you.
Yeah.
Do you ever kind of think of a new trick and go, I'll tell you what, I'll show you this new one. It's a mate. It always goes down. It's a good opener.
Yeah.
Do you ever pass that sort of thing
on? Oh, yeah. It's really nice in terms of the camaraderie and the friendship. If guys, you know, some of the guys, they'll come up with something absolutely amazing and they'll sit me down and they'll go, right, this is how you're going to do it.
Watch this.
Yeah. Pretty much. And, you know, but I love it because I get to feel like before I learned magic.
Yeah, like so, the audience again. Yeah. You get to feel like the audience again.
You know, and I sit there and hold my head and sort of weep like a child.
Like I was doing no more than 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's nice, you know, because magic's always moving forward. And what we're trying to shape is that perspective that people had. It's sort of, we're not the bow tie, boring.
Yeah, it can be fun and exciting, and it's modern now. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not an old, although it's an old and very very long history to magic.
Yeah.
It's with the modern times.
Yeah, we brought it up to date, you know, in terms of...
Like, could you turn a Game Boy into an iPad?
That is a brilliant
idea. See, there's
idea.
A trick for you.
That
throw one there.
Idea.
Could you... Like, you've given me the card, okay? Sorry, you've asked me the card that I signed earlier, and you've signed the back of it, which is very much appreciated. I said I was going to sellotape it to my laptop. You reckon you can make that disappear?
I'm going to make it
vanish. You're going to learn how to make that disappear?
From underneath the
sellotape,
yep.
Would that be a new trick?
Yeah, but I think it would. I think it would. I need to do my research, but I think it would.
See, there you go. We're a team. We're a duo.
That's it. We've
I'll come up with the ideas. You do them.
That's it. We've started a new
just,
thing.
Just wait until you come up with some of my other ideas. They're a bit more stupid. But no, that's, it's great. I guess a bit like It's a bit like being a radio DJ, a breakfast radio DJs. I talk to a lot of other radio DJs on Twitter and things like that. And obviously, you probably don't do it in public, so in such a public forum like Twitter. But you guys probably hang out and go for drinks and have lunches and such. And
we have a group, a Facebook group. That's sort of hidden.
A private group.
Just so we can all chat and keep in touch.
Yeah.
I'm actually fortunate enough to be a member of what's known as the Chaotic Minions.
This sounds brilliant because I can envisage the yellow things from Despicable Me.
That's exactly it. On my bag is my badge. Hang on, Rob.
Go and grab it. Oh, he's got your badge. It's a badge membership as well. Look at that. It is as well. It's a little minion with a lollipop. A Jumper Chup.
That's it. What we do is, in terms of why we're called the Chaotic Minions, our friend Kieran, who's sort of our unofficial leader. He's our leader. We do stuff that's different. And a bit odd and a bit off the wall and a bit like...
Gross?
Not gross.
No. Disturbing.
he does regurgitate and...
Oh, really?
He does the water spouting stuff that David Blaine... recently.
I've seen that.
It's quite impressive. He drinks a pint of water and then can spout it quite a long way and from regurgitating it.
I'm glad it's not breakfast time. It's making my tummy do a funny little flip and that. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's we do things that are a bit wacky,
a bit different,
bit off the wall.
Try and be a bit alternative, I guess, as well. A bit of an alternative twist to it.
Yeah, try and sort of, be a bit weird. You know, it's a matter of finding your own character in magic.
I guess your own personality, isn't it? Putting your little touch on the world of magic as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, right, the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show 9:52. Michelle will be with you very, very soon. I'll squeeze another song in for you before we go, but I just wanted to kind of, unfortunately, finish up with Mr. Aaron Phillips this morning, because time is flying by. I could sit here and watch you do magic all day, sir. One more trick. All right, come on in.
Have you got a favourite colour?
Yes, I have, yes.
Tell me, I'm a magician, not a mind reader.
Very funny. His jokes are as bad as mine. Orange.
Orange?
Yeah.
If I give you my lighter?
Yeah.
Can I trust you not to set it on fire?
No. Yeah, go on then.
Go on, light it.
Light the lighter?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Yeah, go on then. What the...
Oh.
What the... It's a chopper! Where'd you do that?
I keep it in the bottom of the lighter. It's a trapdoor.
That's a ridiculous joke. What? How did you... You've just turned a tiny scrap of paper from the corner. You just ripped a bit of paper off.
Yeah.
Gave it to me. What was the orange thing for then? Distract me.
No.
Was it just to make me think, orange. I love orange. I do like orange. I think of all the orange things in my life. And then suddenly you... I've got a chopper chop. Yeah, look at that. I got a lolly to finish the show with. Nice. Right, I'm assuming you don't give free lollies away online on your website and Facebook and Twitter page, but I'm sure you've probably got a page people can find out a bit more about you on.
Yes.
Don't want to miss anything of this out. So
okay.
People want to find out a bit more about you. Where can we go?
I think the easiest way to do it, if you type in Aaron Phillips Magic into Google, it will bring up my Facebook, my Twitter, my website, my YouTube channel. Absolutely.
Probably the best bet then. So Aaron Phillips is AARON, Phillips with a double L.
Yep.
Magic. Simple as. Google that, you'll find the Facebook, the Twitter, you'll find the website and everything on there. So you were saying about Friday, you're going to be at the Sugar Hut.
Doing a showcase at Sugar Hut.
Showing off a few tricks?
Yeah, I'll be
obviously,
walking around and there. Yeah, otherwise it'd be really rubbish.
I've made some fried eggs for anyone who wants a fried egg. It's not magic, it's just food.
No, might be more popular.
Well, I don't know, it's Friday night. Friday egg on a Friday night?
Saturday morning.
Mm. Exactly. Now you're talking. Sugar Hut on Friday night then?
Yeah, so I'm there doing a showcase, just got a couple of bits and pieces I'm going to show people.
Kind of close of hand, close stuff.
Right in the hands.
Really kind of up and close to the people and such.
Whilst they're drinking their champagne and whatever they're
doing. Their tipple of choices.
Yeah, they're mingling around. I'll be making a nuisance of myself.
Well, that's generally what I like to do.
Yeah,
so
much more fun.
And it works. Yeah. It does tend to work quite well.
And they can't ask me to leave because I've paid.
No, it's exactly, exactly. Once you pay, that's it. You're in the door. You're done. You're sorted. Honestly, sir, it's been an absolute pleasure having you this morning. It's been. I've got to come and see you do your thing.
Yes.
Live at some venue soon. Details online. Make sure you Google Aaron Phillips Magic, and you can listen to this again and hear me squeal like a girl a bit later on this afternoon. I'll put this all up on the website. So thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Cheers.